Listener Elizabeth wrote, Bob Workman never fails to make me smile. Of course, he is always professional, but his ability to add subtlety to his morning reading is greatly appreciated. Case in point, the way he reads In a World as a voiceover actor is marvelous. A listener who wants to remain anonymous sent this to our feedback comment line.
I'm a pretty faithful listener of WHQR. I have a suggestion regarding the news on the hour. Sometimes it seems to be longer than others. Sometimes it's cut off after about two sentences. I would just suggest that you let the second half play the whole thing. It's only a minute or two, and I'm sure Jamila or one of them could do with a minute less. It wouldn't make that much difference, I don't think. So take a whack at that, if you wouldn't mind. Thanks very much. Appreciate all the good music and information that you put on your show, on your station. Thank you.
This is a peek behind the curtain's response. NPR provides stations with two back-to-back newscasts every hour, 3 minutes starting at 1 minute past the hour, followed by an additional 2 minutes. Well, actually 1 minute and 44 seconds to allow time for a newscast funding credit. Stations are free to use either, both, or neither as their needs dictate. In most hours, we use both newscasts for all 5 minutes. A few times a day, we use only the first 3 minutes. That's to give us time for the cultural calendar, or, in all things considered, for local newscasts. There's an interesting article about the NPR News Clock on a blog called 99%invisible.org. Look for episode 88. We'll have a link on the web version of this Friday feedback at whqr.org. Comments are continuing to come in from people making pre-drive pledges for our fall member drive, starting with the Cyber Day next Tuesday. We encourage you to pledge early so that you may be entered into a drawing at 7 p.m. Tuesday for a Baldhead Island weekend. Kathy Laramie wrote, I like Science Friday and Fresh Air. Keep up the good work. Kate and Brian Galligan wrote, we love listening, especially afternoon programming and news, though we miss Talk of the Nation and Neil Conan terribly. Carolyn and Jim wrote, we enjoy the humor and the intellectual level of your programs. Thank you. Laura Dawson wrote, I really enjoy the NPR headlines on my homepage on my Google Chrome browser. And recently, during my volunteer work at the local food bank, I became aware of the service your programming provides to the community. That is why I added my own class, Food Physics and Body Dynamics, to a recent calendar post. I am grateful. Nancy Geimer and Jeff Brown wrote, NPR news programming is great. We especially love Wait Wait and Diane Rehm also. We'd like to make sure that this is part of the Member Challenge Fund for the drive. Thanks, Nancy and Jeff. Help them out at whqr.org. And finally, Duncan McFadden, formerly of WHQR and now in Charlotte, wrote, hope things are well. Say hi to everyone for me. Hi, everyone. I'm upping my donation and becoming a sustainer in memory of beloved WHQR volunteer Nancy Richardson. Thank you, Duncan. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.